Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 14th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful Wednesday and the Lord is ready to speak to us. So the Lord gets to speak to us. He gets to give us directions to every aspect of our lives. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your journals, grab your Bibles, and let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be continuing a series that we started yesterday, and this is the part two. The topic for today says Divine Visitation Part 2. Divine Visitation Part 2 today is taken from M 26. Guide me, O thou great G.O. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 38. Our memory verse is taken from Judges verse 3. Judges chapter 3. The angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren, and bearest not, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Judges chapter 13 verse 3. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold now, thou art barren, and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Judges chapter 13 from verse 2 to 3. Judges chapter 13 from verse 2 to 3. From verse 2 it reads, A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of Danites, had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, You are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. And Manoah today reads, I started discussing divine visitation yesterday, and I said that people can have a divine encounter with God through his word. Today, in continuing the discussion, I point out another way by which believers can receive divine visitation. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 13 to 14 that angels are ministering spirits that are sent to people. Sometimes when God wants to visit his children, he sends angels as visitors. Example in Judges chapter 13 from verse 1 to 25, when God tells Manoah that he said to Samson, he sent an angel. Likewise in Luke 1 from verse, when God wanted to tell Zechariah that he would have a child, he also sent an angel as his messenger. How will I even recognize an angel if one comes to me? Occasionally, the angel that God will send to you could be in human form. For example, in 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 14, the angel that God sent to Naaman when it was time for his divine visitation was a maid. It was the girl who said, I know where my master can get his healing. There are many stories of human beings that God used to bring certain people to the fullness. May God send such destiny helpers to you speedily in Jesus' name. beloved, to everyone you meet. This is because you do not know that God is sending to you, who will come in human form. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2 says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Imagine if Naaman's wife had maltreated their maid. He would have a leper. Some people have sent their angels away with their terrible behaviors. Not be like them. Apostle Paul reminds us in Galatians chapter 6 verse 10. He says, as we are therefore, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Beloved, you must do good to everybody regardless of their tribe, religion, social or financial status, or age, because you never can tell if they are angels that God is sending to you. Your kindness can open doors of abundant blessings to you. I pray that you will show in your way so that you do not miss your divine vision, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, as much as you can do, do good to all men. As much as you can, do good to all men. May God bless the reading and the word in Jesus' name. It's been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today. You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com, or you can visit our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again or till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.